Greetings from the synagogue, Emmanuel. Standard for your life. You're about to listen to a life-changing message by Prophet TB Joshua. We believe that as you listen in faith, your life will never be the same again. Emmanuel.
Yeah. of us who have embraced God, our Lord Jesus, have a clean heart. But a pure heart is one not distracted by anything in this world. Whether I'm here or not, Jesus is my healer. Amen. That is pure heart. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Where can you go from His presence? I will take my reading from the book of Matthew 5. And seeing the multitude, He went up on a mountain. And when He was seated, His disciples came to Him. Verse 2. Then He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Blessed, blessed, blessed. What a wonderful message. Hallelujah. If one must fit into that divine arrangement, you must be a true worshiper, a true Christian, to fit into that divine arrangement. In that verse 8 here, I read again, it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." The pure in heart are happy. Are you one of them? That is the message. It's a good news. He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I mean, the pure in heart are happy, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. There are two things here. They say pure. You know, in the scripture, you find many a times the word clean. There are differences between having a clean spirit and a pure heart. Because when we talk of pure heart here, all right, means something more than clean heart. There are differences between having a clean heart and a pure heart. All of us who have embraced God, our Lord Jesus, have a clean heart. But a pure heart is one not distracted by anything in this world. Whether I'm here or not, Jesus is my healer. Amen. that is pure heart. Whether I'm blessed or not, Jesus, I will stay true to him. That is pure heart. A pure heart is one not distracted by anything in this world. Whether I'm here or not, Jesus is my healer. I'll stay true to him because I'm not based my relationship with God on prosperity. It's my God. Can you see the difference between clean heart and a pure heart? A clean heart is a boy. A pure heart is a father. In that verse 9, blessed are the peacemaker. Listen to that. Peacemaker. Here we talk of pure heart. Here is also peacemaker. Without pure hearts, those who are inwardly pure show themselves to be under the power of God. Those who are inwardly pure show themselves to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. We shall take the title of our message here, True Worshipper. Let someone say, True Worshipper. In that verse 8 again, if I may read, it said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What does this mean to you? The happiness of seeing God is promised to those and those only who are pure in heart. Are you there? The pure in heart are happy because they will see God. In that verse, when you look at it, you see true worshiper. True Christianity lies in the heart, in the purity of heart. Hallelujah. Let me take you to the book of Matthew 15. Let's quickly look at verse 8. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. What does this mean? This means that a man may be a pastor in profession and not searching heart. A man may stand and begin to say in the name of Jesus and not search in heart. That's hypocrite. Says one thing, thinks another. how sad is it to live in an age of prayer? Summer, observe servant and sacrament in vain. Listen, in that verse 8, it says, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." One thing we must know, that only comes to him that comes from him. Tell your neighbor, that only comes to him that comes from him. That only comes to him that comes from him. Again. Again. Quite, you understand that? Take note. If this thing come from him, it's from him, it will go to him. We come from him, that is why we come here, to him. Can you see the reason why some, when it is time to give to the needy, some are greedy? Because those things they have are not from God. Time to give is time to murmur, time to despair, time to complain. That only comes to him that comes from him. When this thing is from God, this material with me from God, I'll be very happy, cheerful to give it. But when the source of it seems to be very corny, and I know this thing come in a way funny, I'll be afraid that if even at all I give it to God, I will not receive any reward because it's not from him. If my time come from him, I will give it cheerfully. Tell your neighbor, if my time come from him, I will give it cheerfully. If my strength come from him, I will give it cheerfully. If my honor come from him, I will give it cheerfully. If my money come from him, I will give it cheerfully. If that be far from him, it is not a reasonable service, and therefore not an acceptable one. It is the sacrifice of fools.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, all right, longing just to bring something that I hope that will bless your heart. Oh, my Lord, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song.
It's all about you.
those who are inwardly pure show themselves to be under the power of God. The happiness of seeing God is promised to those, and those only, who are pure in heart. Are you there? The pure in heart are happy because they will see God.
It's all about you, Jesus, and Lord, this is for you, for your glory and your fame. It's not about me.
It's not about me. Yeah. I said you should do.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In summary, if it being not in spirit, it is not in truth, and so it is all nothing. If it being not in spirit, it is not truth, and so it is all nothing.
I don't know why Jesus loves me.
Worship him.
I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrifices life.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right now, it is time to release ourselves in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
the way you are speaking is not yours. Never you have doubt. All I know, what I'm saying is not mine. So I have no reason to doubt, because the word I speak is not mine. All I know, I open my mouth and the word come out. So I have no reason to doubt. If it is my word, I can doubt it, but right is not my word. So the same instruction the Lord wants to give you now, and you should be ready. When I say it is time to release yourself, it means whatever situation you are in that are not pleasing to you and not pleasing to God, whatever situation you are in, when I say release yourself in the name of Jesus, it means you want to get out of that situation. Whether your people like it or not, you get out of it. Because I've told you right from the beginning of the message that I can see you being saved. I told you that I can see you being delivered. I say I can see you being blessed. So what are you telling me?
Majesty.
You in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever situation you are in, are you on the sick bed as a result of sickness, disease, depression, affliction, attack in whichever way, evil attack, we release you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be healed spirit soul in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the weak say, I'm free.
I'm free.
Let the weak say, I'm strong.
I'm strong.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
So stretch your hand, pray. Whatever situation you are in, your business, your finances, I stretch my right hand in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for making out time to listen to this life-changing message by Prophet T.B. Joshua. For further inquiry about this message and other ministry products, please log on to our website at www.escworldwide.com or www.emmanuel.tv or www.scoan.org. Or you can send us an email on info@escworldwide.com or info@emmanuel.tv or info@scoan.org. For prayer and counseling, please call us on 234-1472-1522 or 234-8080-800-044. Emmanuel, God with us.
May God's word the standard for your life. Make God's word the standard for your life. Make God's word the standard for your life. Make God's word the standard for your life. Possess the word and store it in your heart.